finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm a little sad today because Victoria has not shown up. Jack Blocker was eliminated, and I think she's boycotting the podcast because a person didn't win. Thank God that didn't happen with Angelica also, because that was a possibility. I would have been here by me and Joey by ourselves.
Yeah, he would have been. He was gonna say I would have been here by myself, even though knowing you still would have been here. That's how little he thinks of me.
No. That's not true at all.
I'll just remember that for next season.
You do speak nothing but facts. If it didn't go the way it went, I would not be sitting here right now.
I was worried last night because I'm not gonna lie. After the first song, Will dominated that performances. The second song, though,
dominated is such a crazy word to use for him as a singer.
The second song, I got to hand it to
his first
Abby.
Song was the best.
Yeah,
because I watched the show last night.
I watched more so today. Than Abby's.
No.
Why are you?
His first performance was amazing.
Yeah, but not better than Abby's.
Yes, it was the first.
Or at least close. Didn't dominate close.
Yeah. Yeah, like if he did do better, he did better by a little
bit. And she won, so what are you clapping at? My pick won.
But he just likes that someone agrees.
Billie Eilish is my favorite artist of all time, so I was hysterical crying that Billie gave her a message, that it brought her down to her knees. What?
Why are they all bouncing up and down?
Because we were clapping.
Oh, okay.
As much.
Now we're good.
I like Abby. But I thought that was unfair, that Billie Eilish sent.
Well, they knew she was the winner, so.
Yeah, but I think that was a little, is something.
What, you think that's like motivating? What are you staring at? Let it go, it's fine.
I think it motivates people to vote for her. I think people, like, it brings more attention to her. Even though I liked her
great.
The best.
And if they were rigging it for her to win, they should have, rightfully so. No, it's not about fair. You want to know what's not fair? How many incredible artists were up on that stage last night, men and women, that were on this season, and Blocker was in the final three.
I'm not going to lie. You speak facts in that. There were so many women really, and the men too, you're right, but really the women.
There were so many incredible artists. Like, I was rewatching that back, and I was like, holy shit, these people are amazing.
You're right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm a little sad it's over.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a little sad it's over, but.
Doesn't it come back quick? I think, is it 2 a year? Or 1 a year?
No, I think it's 1 a year. Cause
he said see you next year.
Yeah, he said, yeah. And also, Katy Perry's not going to be on the show anymore.
I know. Meghan Trainor's replacing her.
Oh, I love Meghan Trainor. So, all right.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know who it was. I just knew it wasn't Katy Perry, and I wasn't happy Meghan about Trainor. That. Can I just ask you, what was that dress she was wearing?
With everybody's faces on it?
No, the top part of it. It was very unflattering.
I thought it was...
I
sexy.
Thought she looked amazing.
Yeah, I thought she looked great.
I was watching.
Why? Because you couldn't see her cleavage?
No, I was watching with Annabelle, and I said, what's up with the dress? She goes, not flattering.
And Annabelle thought it wasn't flattering, not you.
Well, I said, what's up with the dress? So, I mean, I was saying something also. I had feelings.
Okay.
Anyway, exciting night. Opening up with Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jack of the Bon Jovi songs was the best of the three. But they didn't count the Bon Jovi song, but I just think that he was the best of the three.
Yeah. What is this?
That's my. Those are the notes on what was done.
Would you print out?
It's going to be a waste because I'm not even going to look at it.
It says recap.
Was she calling?
You know, she's calling.
John.
Yeah.
Come in here for 1 second.
Anyway, so Will sang "It's My Life," and I loved it. Did you like "It's My Life"?
Yeah, it was good.
Right, I loved it. That's the voice I like. Then Jack, though, but Jack, he sang.
I mean, he's fine.
"I'll Be There for You."
Look, so he combines his two loves. You know how he's obsessed with printing things on paper and like printing the full articles. Look at what it says. Look, I said, "What is this?" He said, "My notes." For everybody listening, it says, "Who won American Idol 2024? Live recap and results." Were you gonna just read all of this and
how
recap?
How many pages did he print?
Let's see.
Eight pages.
That's insane.
Anyway, so
can we talk about hometowns?
Yeah, that's after the songs, but yes, Joey, what's...
I mean, we got through all the songs.
Is Joey going to play, you know, any of the songs?
Yeah, I'll play...
play one of each.
Okay. Just got to give me a minute.
Okay, anyway, we'll talk about hometowns first. So, crazy, they literally all had, like, performing concerts. I love the support. Abby's family chose to wear
jeans,
pajama shirts and jeans.
I saw, I noticed that.
For what?
I guess that they were more comfortable.
You could still be comfortable and not wear pajamas.
I didn't pay
that
attention
one,
to
that one, like cousin or sister or whatever, was legitimately in a bed t-shirt.
Yeah, I noticed that.
What, you don't want to like be mean? Do you think she's going to listen to this?
Come on.
No, I agree.
That was crazy,
it
no?
Was, yeah.
You're
potentially
going to
be going on stage.
Your person is going to be with... Not even that. It's the finale. She's winning American Idol. You want to wear that to every other performance that she's had this season? Fine. It's literally the finale. It's an insane concert. There are so many artists here. It was a sick show.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And basically, they should, I guess, represent a little better than what they did.
Bishop Briggs was crazy bouncing around stage like that. You know who that is?
Who's that?
The rocker girl that sang with Abby Carter.
She was crazy.
She's crazy.
She sang River, though. I like that song.
Yeah, it is a good song. So, funny thing, a contestant from American Idol, maybe season 2 or 3 of the New Age American Idol, sang that song River with Bishop Briggs, and it was like one of my favorite performances of all time.
She is a little nuts.
Yeah.
A lot of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. The way she's bouncing around.
Bouncing around.
She's calling me. My friend's calling me.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Victoria. I was like, is she gonna call?
No. Oh, I forgot to text her though.
All right, let's hear this.
Will, now you're going to hear this and say, this man is American Idol. Much better. He sounds like Bon Jovi.
He's good. I just still
this was a
like
great song for him.
Idol.
It was, and that's why I thought he was phenomenal. I wrote Jack's at the best of the three, but that's not true. Will was.
You meant Will.
Yeah, that was absolutely.
You didn't even need to share that you wrote Jack.
Yeah, I said it already. That's why. Anyway, Jack did "I'll Be There for You," and it was okay. What I thought was missing though, there was no background singers. Like, if you listen to the real song, there's a lot of background singers.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any. Abby sang "Bed of Roses." It was good. Billie Eilish came on and said, it was great. You know, you're the best. Promoting people to go out and vote. All the Billie Eilish fans going out to vote.
Play Abby's second song.
Then the hometowns, right?
Is it Coal Mine's Daughter?
No, that's Emma. That's Emmy.
Ooh, do not play that.
No.
I will walk
you know,
out.
There was a lot of good people that came back, right? Seal, that was a little good. That was a good song, Seal.
Yeah.
I
what
liked
Abby's second song. I'm sorry. Was it the one with Bishop?
Yeah. No.
No. She's talking about the second single song. It's on there. You can
just
see.
Play her first. Just play any Abby song.
Well, "Bed of Roses" was okay. It wasn't great.
I thought it was good. What?
I just have a commercial.
Oh, because he won't give you a YouTube Plus or whatever?
All right, next year we'll do that. It didn't make sense to do it with like 2 weeks left in the season. Yeah, this is okay. This is not great. I'm sorry.
What?
I don't think it's great. It's not exciting. It's boring.
I think Will Mosley's boring.
I mean, this was a boring song. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I will tell you, her second song, Somewhere, my original note was, she's no Barbara Streisand. And then you play the end of that song, and I said, whoa, that was amazing.
And I said, whoa.
Yeah, that's when I got a little scared.
Okay, right, so play the end of it.
All right, now that was
incredible. Yeah.
That was winning performance, right? I mean, yeah. I'll be honest with you. And Will's second song, My Town, was a good job, but it wasn't.
Honestly, I can't even. We can't.
It wasn't even that good about him, right? It was Will. Jack's second song was terrible.
Actually, I'm not even kidding. Watching all of these amazing performances made me physically ill. Saying to every person who was on that stage and was incredible, Jack Blocker beat them for the final three. Like, that was disgusting. But
I said Will. He sang My Town. Jack, you're right. His second song was All My Exes Live in Texas, and it was terrible.
That was horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
That was a terrible song choice, too.
Yeah, what's wrong with
you? Oh, you didn't tell Uncle Phil your surprise.
What was it? That I listened. That I watched.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I told him. I know, he said it already. I was very impressed.
When did you say it?
When we first started.
I didn't hear it.
All right. So what did you think of Julia Gagon and Jason Mraz?
Jason Mraz?
Yeah.
Oh, Jason Mraz. Gotcha.
Here's the deal. Ever since Dancing with the Stars, I love him now.
I love him. I don't know why they keep putting her in these dresses.
And Annabelle goes, why did they give her a dance song? She can't dance.
No, that's what my dad was saying. It was bad.
Her arms are just like...
I know. It's awkward. It's weird.
I felt bad for her. But she sings great.
Yeah.
And then Seal did something with somebody.
He freaks me out.
Which he does, but he's a good singer too. But,
yeah.
All right. Listen, have anything else to say here besides,
Yes, I thought it was a little rude the way Katy Perry was acting during her, their tribute performance. Eating pizza, being disrespectful, not paying attention, talking to Luke, talking to Richie, hanging out with the, unfazed that she's getting a full tribute after giving 7 years. I don't know if that's like a dealing with tactic because she's maybe having a hard time with leaving. I don't know. But I thought it was very rude and disrespectful and it took away from the whole thing.
Yeah. I hate to say bad things about her, but I didn't like that at all. I said, is she eating?
Oh, you agree? You agree with me?
Yeah. I didn't love that she was eating as they're singing and
they're
trying
literally to zoomed out. These talking. Girls are singing their hearts out of her music while montages of Katy Perry are going on in the background, and she's like, Richie, you want a slice of pizza? Like, not even paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rude.
It was so rude.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before we call Victoria,
what?
I figured let's watch something from Jack Blocker since you loved him, just so we can have it fresh in our heads. I think that's fair.
2 seconds. 10.
Like, it's okay.
I think it's It's good.
No,
it was like winning.
That 10 seconds that you played, winning, but it's he like cracked.
He's good.
Yeah, no, I don't know. All right, cool, Vic. You're right. KBN was amazing.
Are you going to like say, Angelica, you picked the winner? You won?
Yeah, you did. You won.
Over who?
I mean, I came in second.
That's not what I asked. Who did I win over?
Everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Victoria, I thought you were boycotting us because your jack blocker went home.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Vic.
What's going on?
How are you? Are you guys doing the podcast?
Yes,
you're live.
Oh, amazing. Thanks for calling me. And I'm so sorry I couldn't be there. I miss you all. I'm at a work event.
Oh, not a boycott.
I'm sorry. I'm on a beautiful golf course and I'm at a beautiful dinner.
We thought it was a Jack boycott.
Oh, no. You know what? I was mad. I was mad that he didn't win. So I didn't want to show up.
That's the rumor I was saying.
Speaking of Jack, should we get into it all? So tell me.
What? So tell you what?
Tell us your thoughts.
So what are you guys talking about?
We just finished. We just like covered like the whole episode. So
we just want your thoughts.
Yeah, your thoughts.
I will say, I cried many times last night
over Abby Carter, right?
Over Abby Carter. I did cry about Katy Perry.
Even though Katy Perry could care less.
What'd you think about her eating pizza?
Same. I just thought it was like a cute tribute. You know what? What did I think about what?
Her eating pizza.
Victoria doesn't watch it Victoria doesn't watch it in that much detail, so she doesn't really know what we're talking about.
Jill just gets me. But I will say... There were so many beautiful moments I loved. I think that, and you know what? I know you guys are going to probably thinking like I was a little hurt about Jack Blocker. I wasn't.
He sucked.
You got to admit he wasn't great. Listen, last night.
No, you know what? I think he was going to maybe win? I really, to be honest with you, I can't say I thought he was going to have a hard win last night. But I am very happy that Abby Carter won over Mosley, I'm sorry, Phil. I know you might have been a little hurt about that, but she deserved to win last night. She was
We didn't ask you that. Do you feel like the correct person won?
Like I said, 100%. When she started singing, I said she's no Barbara Streisand. When she got
you love to not answer questions.
When she got to the end, I was like, oh shit, that was really good.
Answering a question. Do you feel like
you guys act like I didn't like her. I said she was going to come in second.
Not what I'm asking. Do you feel like it's correct in her winning over Will? Yes or no?
Like, do you still think?
So Will, I think Will won? Was more consistent throughout the whole year.
Gun to your head, entire family dead. Do you think?
Based on what? Last night? Yes.
No. Honestly, Phil, you're digging yourself a hole. Your TikTok story said otherwise. You were so excited when I do agree that he was supposed to stay there before Jack, but you really thought he was going to win the show.
Hold on. If you watch the story, like you just said, after the first song, I said, that was it. He did a great job. The second song was okay. And she blew it out of the water in the second song. Right? So it all depends on people's moves.
With them being two artists as a whole, do you feel like the more deserving person won? Yes or
why
no?
Did they have, no wait, I don't why didn't they have Bon wanna, Jovi come out and say, Will Mosley's really good? And they had Billie Eilish come out and say, oh, she's really good, Abby Carter. I mean, give me a break. They stacked the deck for Abby to win.
What I'm asking, yes or no? Did the deserving person win? Yes or no?
She was very deserving, and so was Will.
No. Right. Over Will. Yes or no?
We're going to lose Jell any second now.
I'm walking out any second.
I'm just saying that, in my opinion.
He can't do it. Just answer the question.
It's in your best interest to answer this question.
Yeah. In my opinion, if Will would have won, it would have been great. But Abby won, great. It's fine.
No. Here's the thing. She won the show because she deserved to win. She was the only one who was a star last night on that stage.
Yes.
After she won, wait, and her little... the way she like melted to the floor, and she was so genuine. She was so happy.
Right, because she thought Will was winning.
No. I think she was just being
because she just won American Idol, not because she thought somebody else was winning. It's just about herself that she won.
She was completely shocked. And here's the other thing. She sang that song at the end, crying, hysterical crying. And
that was pretty crazy.
The judges,
they were like, all right, you win American Idol, now sing for us.
Well, that's the way it used to be. Kelly Clarkson had to sing.
They were like, Abby, now you have to sing. And Katy Perry was literally captivated by her. She was like, oh my God, she looks like a star. Like, she's crying and singing. People can't pull that off. But can I tell you something that I didn't like, even though we just covered the amazing parts? Okay, I loved Lisa Mraz. Always have. Love his music. I think he's a cutie. I loved him on Dance with the Stars, right? But here's the thing. It just goes to show what you said last week, Jill, that people on this show should not have even been in the top 10, nor on this season at all, because who is the girl who performed with him? The one?
Yeah, we Julia. You know, we just talked about her. We said
but she sings great. She's just not a great performer.
No. Her outfit that they put her in, it's just not
It
nice.
Was a mess. She sings, okay, she might sing great when she's standing at a mic doing nothing, but when you're performing next to a person who is a pop artist, a pop star, it just proved our point that she did not deserve to be on that show. I'm sorry, she's lovely, and she might be beautiful singing in her church choir or in her community, wherever she lives, to the people. She is so boring and flat that she was giving a superstar nothing. If you're going to stand next to a superstar, you have to bring the same, exude the same power. And she didn't. So it just proved it. Yep. I don't want to go bring down what we were just talking about, Abby Carter, but I just had to get that off my chest because that was killing me.
I love Victoria with the hot takes.
No, listen, she's right. I mean, you had KBN, you had McKenna, you had Mia. There was a few other girls that were really, really good. And she made it over them. So.
Yeah.
How's your event going? Is it good?
It's going good. You know what? We are at the dinner portion right now. They just took a little break, and as I got your phone call, I stepped out of the room. We were having some closing things at the podium, so I am gonna have to hop back in there. But I love you guys so much. I miss you all, and
thank you
for calling me in.
All right, and thanks for sending the record straight. I thought you were boycotting it because Jack lost. Thank you very much.
No. I still love him, and I'll go to see him. We'll go see him on tour or something. We'll get you tickets. All right. I love you guys
so much.
Victoria. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
All right, so
I want to play her song as she was winning yesterday.
Okay.
The closing song.
All right, and we can end the show with this song.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Is there any did you want to do your TikTok of the week?
Oh, yeah, thank God you said that. All right. So, I like to do a TikTok of the week, and I'm falling in love with these people, the Gabriels. Basically, it's a girl. She's a jealous girlfriend.
Thank you.
You gotta watch the Gabriels.
Why don't you get your own man?
Excuse me?
You think you can have my man?
It's just 50 cents.
He's not for sale. In fact,
this is the stupidest fucking thing I ever. Stop wasting my time with this shit.
I'm gonna call my manager. Yeah, in fact, let's tell him that you're using money that doesn't belong to you.
I don't even get it.
She's a crazy girlfriend.
It's stupid.
Oh, my God. Guys, watch the Gabriels.
It's dumb.
All right. Go ahead, Joey.
The song is This Isn't Over, right? That's the song? Here we go.
This wasn't the closing.
Oh, was it?
No, didn't she sing What Was I Made For again for the closing?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You took my notes. Let's see how she does. I think she'll do well. Alright, this isn't working out right now, but it's a little stagnant here.
So this isn't it?
No.
No, but that's really good, actually. That's a good song.
Yeah, she's saying What Was I Made For again, but struggled because she was crying. Just look up Abby Carter. What was that?
I can't believe you didn't like the Gabriels. I like the Gabriels.
No, that was horrific. I never want to see them again. I'm actually going to go on my phone and block them. So they don't
oh, my God. No, that's the opposite I'm trying to do.
Yeah. You're trying to give you them viewers.
Oh, no. I'm getting them blocked.
All right, Joey, all right. You're going to have to watch it on your own.
They didn't post it, and nobody posted it.
Yeah, because right. It was quick. It was like 30 seconds.
Well, all right. Anyway, thanks for listening to our American Idol updates.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Angelica wins this year. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do? A clock is right.
I think I should get a little credit, too.
Well, hold on, Joey. You picked two people. So yeah. One came in first that and means, one came in third.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't.
I liked two people. I was never specifically asked, who do you think is going to win?
No, hold on. Everybody was asked. You said it.
I didn't have
a microphone. And we didn't hear you.
I don't know. Sounds like excuses.
I didn't have a microphone. We'll see you next season.
Now we got four mics, so no problem.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again. I'm sorry. It's a little struggling here tonight, but.
No, I mean, that was the finale. The finale was messy. So was the podcast.
Yep.
That's it.
You like the dress with all the people's faces that she was on for 7 years?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That Abby was Carter's crazy. Face was at the top by her crotch.
I don't know where to go with that. Okay.
On that note.
On that note. All right. It was a good season.
All right. No, it's the wrong podcast, shall we?
He was fucking around.
It's a preview.